Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJ V Show. Doug Steffen is out today. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Phil McGinn, the lone brave man, holding down the fort for all of us. And of course, ladies, the top story as we look back is what we learned over this weekend. It looks like Ukraine has put the death toll in Mariupol at about 2,500. This is the area of, well, South Ukraine that was surrounded where that maternity hospital was attacked. We learned over the weekend that that woman who became so famous in the pictures who was being carried out of that hospital has passed away. And they've cut down power and resources to the city of Mariupol, also taking into custody the mayor of that area. Ukraine says that there's going to be a fourth round of talks with Russia that's going to start soon today. It's supposed to get underway. It'll be held virtually this time, not in person. Not much has come from those meetings other than trying to find some corridors that would allow for people getting out of the country. But as we know, Russia has not really followed those ceasefires.
Yeah, that's how much can they be trusted, right? At that point, mm-hmm. at this point, it's just... it's horrible. And the images, like you mentioned, the pregnant woman, I think the baby died too, right? That's
yeah.
Horrible. It's just, ugh, I don't know. Every weekend, you know, you try to, we're fortunate enough here that, you know, you try to go on with your life and then you just kind of, I don't know. For me personally, I kind of one eye open up, you know, open one eye to the news, you know, headlines yesterday. I'm like, oh, you know, just, it just keeps getting worse and worse. And the Red Cross has issued, I know we have talked disparagingly about the Red Cross in certain aspects here on the show, but, as an organization, not necessarily with the work that they aim to do, but the Red Cross has been issuing all kinds of warnings saying that this is an absolute worst case scenario. If the humanitarian agreement isn't kept and that hundreds of thousands of civilians are trapped still in this city. And you mentioned that the mayor of Mariupol has been abducted, right? That's the,
yeah.
The two different mayors have been abducted. One has already been replaced. Somehow Russia just replaced the mayor of a city that they do not govern, but I guess that's pretty clear that that's going to be the pattern now of every major city. And the bombings and the attacks still seems to be going just as strong against Kyiv. So, and President Zelensky is still there. How much longer
is it going
to hold them off?
By the way, I mean, what's really in... I don't know. It's still amazing just how freely he is moving around the country,
is,
and
yeah.
Or at least around the city of Kyiv, is that he has been seen visiting injured soldiers. He's been really kind of moving around. Now, I know that we see the pictures probably well after it's happened and not live versions for his own safety, but
mm-hmm.
he is still prominent, and it is still getting closer to Kyiv, and he has captured the heart of the country, and so or of the world, actually. It makes you wonder what happens if, God forbid, he falls into Russian hands, because that
yeah.
seems to be the end goal here for Vladimir Putin. He's top on the list in terms of who he wants to find. Zelensky is the top. And speaking of that, you mentioned just different responses from Russia. They came awfully close to home to invoking Article 5 of the NATO agreement, which is that you hit one and all respond. They bombed this area that was this military base that was just 10 miles away from the Polish border. This was a base that had American soldiers at it just up until, I think, just in February. They evacuated the American soldiers out. They were there trying to train some of the Ukrainian fighters. But this was a little too close for comfort, and
mm-hmm.
it had
yep.
the United States and some of our NATO allies saying, hey, you know, you're playing around here, you're playing with fire, you're going to initiate a response from NATO. Are we going to, do we imagine that that's true? If if something does happen and Russia does come a little bit too close for comfort, I don't know, do we feel right now that the world is ready to respond? I'm not sure.
Yes.
The U.S. has had
a
full-fledged response. Well, I do, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Overdue.
They're moving. Right.
I think, I think everybody feels like, okay, when are we gonna see a bunch of NATO planes and troops moving in and decimating Putin and his army? And I think a lot of people, just everyday people, can agree on this, which is very rare in America right now, that take politics out. And I think people can just kind of go, you know, more and more people that I've talked to have said, you know, if this is a gas price thing or if this is a sacrifice that, you know, that we need to make that's related to helping Ukraine and preventing Putin from going any farther, I feel like a lot of people are on board with this. And, you know, it almost feels like he's baiting NATO at this point. You know, it's when you get 10 miles away, that's not a mistake. And so how much longer until he does step into some sort of a NATO territory? Obviously, we're prepared. At least we should be, right? NATO's had all this time. We've been sitting on the sidelines watching and sending, you know, armory into Ukraine, which Putin has already declared, right? Doesn't he consider that we've already engaged with them because we've supported? He's blaming the United States.
He says sanctions. He says equipment. That's why I think it's so interesting that there's been this red line about sending in planes and aircraft.
The territories,
aircraft. And I think it's ridiculous. I've talked to people who, when you ask them point blank, what is the difference between sending in planes and sending in munitions and rockets? And no one can make that. There's no difference other than the fact
it's such a semantic, right? Like, who's flying the plane? I mean, that's literally what it feels like it's coming down to.
Well, and it doesn't even, I mean, if you're just, because, look, I don't want to see the American military in all of this. It puts puts people at risk that maybe don't need to be at risk at this point. But the easiest thing is to take all of the old fighters that the Poland military is willing to give to the United States and deliver them to Ukraine. Poland doesn't want to do it. The United States doesn't want to do it. But we have these planes that Ukraine could really use. So someone should figure out a way, and maybe they should have done this when Russia was amassing the troops, and this is all playing catch up instead of leading from the front, but hand those planes over, allow Ukraine to paint them with the Ukrainian flag, and let the Ukrainian pilots fly them. The reason that you want to hand these over is that they're the MiG jets that the Ukrainians already know how to fly. So let them do the dirty work. And you would think Poland would want to actually have this happen, because if you can help Ukraine fight this battle, then maybe you don't have to do it coming down the road in a month or two. So get them the planes. And everybody who has said, and I've talked to a few people in Congress who've said, well, that might be escalating things. How is that different than handing someone a missile or a rocket? And not one of them has been able to give me an acceptable answer, especially when you're not relying on our military to fly them.
Yeah, it does feel like we're in the semantics. That's what it feels like. And so I don't know if that's going to change, but how many more weeks? And I know, you know, the numbers, and I understand this, the numbers have been sort of not that transparent with how much, you know, ammunition NATO has sent in, because some things need to not be on the internet. I get that. But it's, you know, as more and more information is trickling out, I mean, I think, what was the number I saw over the weekend? There are 17,000 anti-aircraft missiles that we've already given Ukraine. And all the NATO allies have given Stinger missiles if they, you know, they from their stockpiles. It just feels like, I don't know. What's the end game here? Yeah. Putin's just going, he's just going crazy and he's going rogue. He's bombing women and children. He doesn't care. This is so blatant that this is not a mistake and he doesn't care. The most concerning thing, though, and I don't know if there's an update since Sunday, but the reports that come from U.S. intelligence that Russia is now pretty much begging China for military support, that's, as you call it,
game.
I mean, you've been saying this for a while, and, you know, but the interesting thing is I didn't realize that Russia was already in the position where they needed to have more backup sent. So that's kind of an interesting, it really shows that Putin really miscalculated this war. He didn't even think this would be a war. He thought this would be a couple days and they'd have Kyiv and everything, and he'd replace all the mayors and Zelensky, but I don't think he ever in his wildest dreams anticipated
this. You know what he didn't take
this
into account? Mm-hmm. And Jay will talk about this when we come back. Social media. There have been a lot of people saying that people are only paying attention to this because these are white Christians under attack.
I tell you, this is the only, people are only taking this into account because they're able to see it.
Because we're seeing it.
Yep. And it's available on social media. And let's talk about that impact. It's the DJ V Show. Dougie's out today. The ladies talk about how social media has changed the face of this war for Vladimir Putin as the DJ V Show continues at 15 minutes past the hour.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Gallatin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Dougie is out. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, we are here. And Jay handles our social media. And so I start with you on this one. I think the reason, look, there is a genocide happening in China that does not get the attention that Ukraine has gotten, of course. But that's because they've used social media in a way where people can actually see what's happening. The devastation on the ground, following the heroics of Volodymyr Zelensky, and we're seeing it. We don't get to see it in China or in Africa as often, and I think that really has drawn in the heart and soul of the world, Jay.
Absolutely. And you have celebrities who are over there. Sean Penn, who is making a documentary. Maxim, formerly from Dancing with the Stars, who is posting to social media. It's more prominent. You have more of a chance to see what's going on, not just waiting for the news to talk about things, but it's everywhere on social media. And it's actually from people, Ukrainians, who are even posting and sharing their videos and photos and what's happening. You have viral videos coming from the girl in the bomb shelter who's singing Let It Go from Frozen. You have people showing up and putting strollers for parents who are coming with their young children and nothing else at the train station in Poland. You're seeing all of these where in other places there might not be enough of a social media presence to begin with. There aren't celebrities that are making everybody take notice of what's going on in
right.
real time that are actually on the ground in other places. Social media absolutely matters in this.
And it's almost become a war of messaging. Victoria, we've talked about this, about mm-hmm. why Zelensky would be out there. It could be dangerous for him. He knows he's on top of this hit list, but he's found a way, and maybe it's his age because he's young enough to understand it, to leverage social media to try to help him win the messaging war, which is a part of this, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is a war fought on social media, and it's kind of the first of its kind, really. We've never really had this to this extent, so it's interesting to see how it plays out.
It's 20 minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show.
Gonna shoot your eye down. Check it. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hour. We focus on what's trending on social media. Hey, follow us at DJV Show on all the social media platforms. And oh gosh, big news about Tom Brady as we continue.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
That's what we ask every single time we get together with Jay Kirshner. We say, Jay, what's going on? And what's going on? I was sitting, and I couldn't believe it. It was a rough weekend, and I see Tom Brady is not retiring after all. Popping up on my phone, and it felt like the angels were singing, Jay, what's going on?
2 months. Gotcha.
Didn't it feel really natural? It was like when he announced his retirement, everybody was like, no, he's going to come out of retirement. He wants. He's too healthy. He is too, even though he is one of the oldest in the league, if not the oldest. He's still so young in terms of his athleticism. He can tolerate more grounding and pounding,
season.
Pretty much.
He
won another shot at that Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah. I mean, so this 2 months, so when I saw this announcement last night, I just thought, okay, so was this 2 months of negotiating for more money? Is that what this was about?
I think it was negotiating with Giselle, is what I think, his wife. I don't know.
I don't like to blame the wife. I think that's so overplayed.
Well, I don't think that's blaming her, just by saying if there was some family stuff. Because she has if what they have said and sources close to them have said that she has been supportive of him, it was time for him to be supportive of her. I don't really think that is true. I don't think that's blaming her. The family.
I don't think a lot of people.
Their parenting style.
But a lot of people have blamed Giselle for everything that he does. That's either good or wrong or what. I mean,
the
just,
only thing I blame her for is
like
not letting
lot.
Him eat a tomato because he seems like he's very sugar phobic. Although there was something on Dumois this weekend that said he was eating ice cream, so that makes me feel better. But no, I don't mean it in nasty way, but I think a lot of spouses come to agreement saying, okay, we're going to work up until this point, and then I'll take this and you take that. And so maybe he was honoring that, and then maybe he's like, well, I'm not ready quite yet. I can't imagine it's about money for them at this point. They have a lot of it.
It just seems like if you're going to make this huge decision, right, which is the biggest decision maybe in the history of football, right, the greatest of all time, the GOAT retiring, and then 2 months later he's like, just kidding. I don't know. It feels weird. And he's usually pretty honest. So maybe he'll come out and just be like, look, I got cold feet, and I'd realize, like, I just can't let it go yet. And if I skip a season, it's going to be even harder to come back, the following time. Because he, like Gronk did it successfully, but not everybody can leave.
Yeah,
but, like, not everyone can leave the NFL and then just take a year off and then come back and then be, you know, in top shape.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
This was definitely a make-or-break moment for Brady. It just, I don't know, it just seems very odd to have this whole big thing. Remember the tweet that went out that was first before he even made the announcement? And it was like we got jerked around for like, it felt like a week. And then now 2 months later, he's like, oh, never mind, I'm back.
Well, in his Twitter announcement, he said he realized his place is out on the field, not in the stands, and that the time will come for that. But the time is just not now.
It really
Well, I'm excited. I didn't want him to retire, so I'm going to be even rooting harder now for Tampa Bay. So I'm excited to see him.
That every person who is coming up on 40 or who is in 40 is real happy to see Tom Brady come back. It makes you feel like you can still do stuff. That's what's trending at DJV Show. Follow us on all of the social media platforms at 28 minutes past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Volvo Cars is integrating and testing a new wireless charging technology in a live city environment together with selected partners evaluating its potential for future electric cars. Over a 3-year period, a small fleet of luxury Volvo's XC40 recharge cars will be used as taxis by the largest taxi operator in the Nordic region and charged wirelessly at stations in Gothenburg, Sweden. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukrainian President Zelensky warns it's only a matter of time before Russian missiles strike a NATO country.
amid reports that Russia's invading forces have escalated airstrikes over western Ukraine. A military base roughly 10 miles from the Poland border was struck by multiple missiles over the weekend, killing nearly three dozen souls and wounding an estimated 134. President Zelensky, in a recorded message, explains Russia's goal for its former Soviet bloc lands.
The invaders in the Kherson region are trying to repeat the notorious experience of the formation of pseudo-republics, blackmail local leaders, put pressure on deputies, look for someone to bribe.
Quarterback Tom Brady's retirement lasted a whole 2 months. The seven-time Super Bowl champion just announced he will be returning to the Buccaneers for his 23rd season next year. USA Radio News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Former President Trump held a rally in Florence, South Carolina over the weekend. He's quite critical on how America has failed under the Biden administration.
Under Joe Biden, America is neither feared nor respected. There has never been a time where our country has been treated the way it is right now. Other countries are lecturing us and telling us what to do. And that's why we are seeing chaos and mayhem and bloodshed all over the world. Never been a time like it. Meanwhile, you have warmongers like this crazy Liz Cheney. She's a nut job. And Adam Kinzinger, you ever see him? He gets on television, he cries all the time. He starts crying, I don't know. Governor, is that an actor? Is he serious? He's crying all the time. We call him crying, Adam Kinzinger. And the other neocons who have never found a war that they did not want. And by the way, we got everything we wanted. We didn't have to go to war. They don't mind our soldiers and other people and other soldiers from other countries dying. They don't think about that. In the name of democracy, they destroyed Syria, Libya, Iraq, and Afghanistan. I brought our soldiers back home, leaving a trail of devastation and suffering. Rarely has the world seen anything like it.
American journalist Brent Renaud was shot and killed by Russian forces in the town of Irpin in Ukraine's Kyiv region, and another journalist was wounded this weekend. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hour. It is the DJV show. Doug Steffen out today. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is with us. And, ladies, it is March 14th. That is Pi Day. Not Pumpkin Pie Day, but P.I. Pi Day.
Which and, I think a lot of people eat pie on Pi Day, right?
A lot of restaurants that serve pie make a deal about it, of course. Well, you have to. Exactly.
Or pizza pie, I guess. Pizza I remember pie, that in school. Right. It was just like pizza pie day for pie. It's a good way to get kids to enjoy math. Threaten them with, you know, just listen to this and then you get pizza. Exactly. I remember that in school.
That's how they used to make us be charitable in grade school. They're like, if you get enough money and you'll get big sticks or a piece of pizza.
Right.
All right. So tell us about National Pie Day, Victoria.
Well, I mean, it's exactly what you said. It's just, it's the mathematical equation of pi, 3.14 repeating. And so it's, that's the Greek letter of pi. It's a constant value that's used in math, which I think none of us here are huge math class fans. So, yeah, it's essentially, it's the ratio, it represents the ratio of a circumference of a circle to its diameter. I'm asleep. And so, I was not a math fan or student, so, but anyway, but today is also Albert Einstein's birthday. So today's kind of like the mathematician's delight. So happy Pi Day, and you can eat any kind of pie you want, pizza or otherwise.
Free. That's right.
Right.
All right, so celebrate that, National Pi Day. I can't believe it. It's already the middle of March. It seems like it's just rushing by again this year. I know we play that game a lot around here, but it's just, it's amazing. It's like you wake up and, well, some of us still have our Christmas tree up, but
It's down. It's down. It went down.
To bring it back again.
I know. My Christmas tree stayed up for months. And we kind of just, like, forgot about it, and we would light it at night and used it for, like, ambiance. It was, like, basically a giant candle. So it just...
The way to go.
No, it's gone. It's gone. It's down.
Telling you, you should have just left it up, and, you know, you could have had some green ornaments this week for St. Patrick's Day, and pastels for Easter, red, white, and blue for the 4th of July, and then back to Christmas again. There you go.
I know. I missed out.
Well, our top story, obviously, for everyone is Russia and Ukraine, and something you touched on in our last half hour, Victor, I think needs some exploring, and that is Russia requesting military assistance from China in Ukraine. We know that Russia's already reached out to Belarus. They've got Chechen fighters in there. They've reached out to Syria to try to recruit fighters to come in and fight in Ukraine. Now they're reaching out to China. China, it has been pretty well reported that China has been helping subsidize Russia as they've been sanctioned, providing banking alternatives, providing money and resources, providing soft favor in their reporting about what's going on about the war in Ukraine. Well, now Russia has asked China for military assistance, including drones, according to a U.S. official. This was Jake Sullivan, who the administration was all over the Sunday shows this past weekend. Jake Sullivan said on Sunday that we're watching closely to see the extent to which China actually does provide any form of support, material or economic support of Russia. They say it's a concern, and they also said that they'd been communicating with Beijing and won't stand by. Now, it's believed that there's supposed to be a meeting, maybe even as early as today, where they're going to get high-level Biden administration officials together with China to try to figure out what can be done to stop this war. But they have to know that China is not going to be willing participants in all of this. They're watching this. They're taking note. This is bringing them more clients, not less. It actually benefits China to have this go on.
Yeah, and naturally China came out and said, oh, well, you know, they denied all the reports that they even received a request from Russia for help, and so they blame the U.S. And this just feels like China's really ramping up all of its rhetoric against the U.S. And so, and I think that, you know, like you've been saying as well, you know, we kind of have made predictions here on the show, and just I think that Taiwan is definitely something that the rest of the world is looking at. Maybe China's really happy to have all of the distraction with Ukraine and then, you know, blowing back statements like, oh, well, you know, the U.S. is peddling disinformation against China on the Ukraine issue and said we have sinister intentions. And these are strong words. You know, when you say that, and I've always called China our frenemy, and that's just from years and years ago, I've always thought, you know what, they're not really our friend, they're not necessarily our enemy. I think that they're certainly lining up to becoming that, but you know, they're a frenemy, and for them to try to say that, you know, that their position on Ukraine was clear and consistent, and they said they're playing a constructive role in promoting peace talks, well, I have not seen evidence of that. I don't know if the rest of the world has seen evidence of that, but they're really coming out and blaming the U.S. for stoking this fire. When, and I hate Billy Joel, but not to quote him, but we didn't start the fire, so I'm not really sure where that is going to end for China. But I think Jake Sullivan this week is meeting with, like you said, could even be today, with his Chinese counterpart. So we'll see.
I know. you know, again, what are we going to get? Is it just more talk, or is it going to be some real action? What are the red lines going to be? I think that's one of the criticisms that I've had, is that I feel like we're leading from behind constantly instead of in the front. And I don't mean that from the talking point standpoint. I mean that from, what is the red line? What is the red line? What is too far for Russia in
Ukraine? It just appears that the red line appears to be, from all of the NATO allies, the same thing. If you step foot onto our territory, then it's game on. That just seems to be the red line that everyone from the NATO standpoint has been very consistent with. We'll see, you know, I don't know. You can't have that many statements reiterating the same thing and then not act if it happens.
I think also in terms of China, what's the red line for them assisting Russia? You know, what is our red line there? And that doesn't have to be a military conflict. That can be tightening our trade agreements with China. It can be more financial. China said that it was not asked by Russia for military equipment or for other assistance. Again, if we believe it, I don't know. I think it's pretty questionable to believe what China says in that respect. But definitely,
why wouldn't Putin go to them? Right,
of
to ask them
would.
For help.
He
right.
went for permission as to when he should invade. He waited for the Olympics to be over. You know, all of these things seemed really planned out. So it'll be interesting. It's easier to control China's narrative, however, though, because they don't have the social media impact that people in, especially the big cities in Russia, had. So they have an idea of what's really going on. The Chinese people can be told anything, and they believe what the government is throwing at them, unfortunately.
Yep. A lot of Russians, too. If the numbers are as high as they say, with 70% of Russian citizens thinking that this is not an invasion, and then believing all the propaganda, I don't know. I mean, I've from a tech standpoint, the sale of VPNs has gone up over 1,000%, and those are virtual private networks. That's a way to have your own private access to the internet where no one else can break in and censor what you're seeing and what you're having access to. But at some point, with a lot of the internet companies, they call it the backbone of internet companies, taking out that vital infrastructure, I don't even know how much longer VPNs are going to give these young Russian people the access. Obviously, this is a younger, Russian population who are buying these VPNs, like a lot of the younger athletes at the Olympics this year. A lot of them, to avoid censorship from China, had VPNs to get through the game so that they could still have access to the internet and not worry about being hacked or worrying about being censored. So it's just, when information is out there and the internet is something that everyone in Russia is used to at this point. And so it's really damaging the more that they try to sequester their citizens. But also, I think it's giving the younger people in Russia even more fervor to go out and get these VPNs and see exactly what's happening and stay connected to the world. So the younger people in Russia could end up being a real vital role in all of this and however this is going to play out.
Speaking of information, a journalist from America killed in Ukraine over the weekend. We'll bring you up to speed on that as DJV show continues at 43 minutes past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home.
Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got six houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Hour on the DJV show. Dougie is out today. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is with us. And an American journalist was killed over the weekend in Ukraine. This was a freelance journalist. His name was Brent Renaud, and he was, I guess he worked for the New York Times. In fact, when he died, he actually was wearing an old press pass from the New York Times. So at first, when it was released, it was announced that he was a New York Times reporter. But he was working there privately because he was trying to create a documentary about what was going on. He's working on a project watching some of the refugees, and he ended up in the crossfire. A State Department spokesperson confirmed his death on Sunday, but they didn't give any specifics about it because of his family trying to get that information. But he is the first known American journalist to be killed in this war, although there have been several other journalists who have talked about being shot at by Russian soldiers. We've seen how the press is wearing these big T-shirts that say press in bright yellow.
Yeah, I also think that they've made themselves more of a target now because we know how Putin is so scared for the real information to get out. And so when you're running around like, hey, I'm the press and I'm actually going to tell the rest of the world what's going on, I feel like they're making themselves more of a target now.
Yeah. Well, and clearly Putin doesn't care about the quote-unquote rules of war or anything.
Yeah.
When they're attacking press, they're attacking women in children's hospitals. There's no rhyme or reason. It's just attack everything. And everyone, apparently.
I think you're absolutely right about that. No rules are being followed by Vladimir Putin, that's for sure. All right, so today marks the first Monday, ladies, of Daylight Savings Time. It's nice to have more light at night, but it throws off our bodies. Mm-hmm. Today can be one of those days where a lot of people have car accidents, health issues come up, because our whole body clock is thrown off. Only two states don't go back and forth, the wise states of Hawaii and Arizona. And there are a lot of other states, I mean, from Alabama to California to Minnesota, Mississippi, Wyoming, there are a lot of states who have enacted legislation or resolutions already to end year-round daylight savings time. And I know, Victoria, you were saying New Jersey and New York are getting ready to join this list.
Yeah, there are 28 states already that have proposed ending daylight saving time. And it's just like at this end, and like you said, Jen, so New Jersey and New York are two of the states, and you've already voted on it in California, but then your dopes who are in office didn't do anything about it.
Yeah, we
so
I don't understand. Give people power to do something about it. Yeah, they have just talked
they
about
didn't
it.
Do it. Yeah. So apparently, so I was telling you guys behind the scenes, my local congressman here in New Jersey is Frank Pallone Jr. He is the chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee. And so he does a lot of polling, you know, does survey questions and things like that. So he sent out a whole thing about daylight saving time because they actually had a big committee meeting about it. And they had all kinds of doctors and medical experts come in. 71% of Americans, first of all, say that they're done changing their clock twice a year because they don't want that. Now, it seems like they can't necessarily decide if they want to do standard time or keep permanent daylight saving time. So I'm not really sure where that's going to go. But 71% of Americans can at least agree on this.
We're done.
This is stupid. We're done.
And maybe, Jay, we can do a poll, our own poll at DJV Show to see what people think about daylight savings time. Don't you think?
I like it.
Let's do it. Let's vote to get rid of it, at least on this program. started an hour later. You want to keep the daylight savings time? You want to get rid of it? Let us know at DJV Show on all the social media platforms. It's 49 minutes past the hour.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Past the hour, it is the DJV Show. I'm Victoria Keelan with Jay Kirshner, and it is time for Tech Talk. So the big story that came out over the weekend in the tech world, of course, it's related still to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Facebook and Instagram have decided to loosen some of their hate speech restrictions. And this is a direct result of what's going on in Ukraine. The parent company of Facebook is, of course, Meta. They said, we've temporarily made allowances for forms of political expression that would normally violate our rules, like violent speech such as, quote, death to the Russian invaders. Now, they said, we still won't allow credible calls for violence against Russian civilians. Now, this is a big policy change. This allows users in many countries who are very close to Ukraine, you know, Romania and Poland and Latvia, Hungary, Georgia, Estonia, even in Russia, Slovakia, and in Ukraine, they're allowed to issue calls for violence against Russian soldiers. Now, this is a big change in this messaging from Facebook and Instagram. Users in those regions will also be allowed to use language targeting Russians in posts that clearly denote the context
of the invasion, meaning they're not going to censor anything that says the truth, which is, you know, Russia has invaded Ukraine. Now, there are calls for the deaths of Vladimir Putin or the president of Belarus. They will be permitted unless the posts include other targets or two indicators of credibility, such as location. And this is according to these internal emails that have been obtained by Reuters. So the big picture, basically, is that Russia blocked Facebook entirely last week. Now they're making a similar crackdown on other Western tech companies. Again, this is Putin trying to control the narrative. Several social media platforms like Meta, Google, and Twitter have announced their own restrictions on Russian state media accounts. And so this is becoming a war of words. But it is really interesting, and I wonder if there's going to be any blowback here against Facebook and Instagram for loosening the political expression. But they didn't do that here in the United States, would be the argument from the right. A lot of people who are on the far right, the Stop the Steal, all that nonsense. All those people saying, you know, oh, well, Facebook violated our free speech. Now they're loosening it up and allowing pretty much anything to be said against Putin and against Russia. Jay, do you think that there's going to be some backlash against Facebook and Instagram for being hypocritical here?
Oh, absolutely, because they're picking and choosing now. I don't think anybody can really disagree that what's going on with Russia and Ukraine is absolutely heartbreaking, and it is nice that we're allowed to express our anger over it on social media now,
mm-hmm.
but how are they going to continue to pick and choose in the future?
Right.
And that's exactly like the beginning of it.
Yep, and it's a slippery slope. Now, they are still private companies, so they're going to always be able to fall back on that. But, yeah, it seems like while I support what they're doing, and I don't believe that we should be censoring what people are saying about Putin because he deserves every bit of it, but then again, after this is over, then they go back to, okay, now we're going back to our old rules. And then when do they release those rules again in the future? What has to happen? It's just, it feels like... If you're going to have these hard lines, you have to stick to them, or you're just going to lose all credibility. Now, Facebook feels to me like this is a scramble. Although, like I said, I do agree that the people who are dealing with Putin, whether it's in Ukraine or in Russia or any of those surrounding countries, I feel like they have every right to curse him to hell and back. I wonder what this is going to mean, what the ramifications and implications will be moving forward in the U.S. I wonder what that's going to be. All right, we've got one more quick story coming up about Russia and Instagram and what they are doing today. We'll be right back with Tech Talk right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by...
All right, so Russia is doing another, we're talking about Facebook and Instagram and social media in Russia and Ukraine and those surrounding countries. Russia has now, starting today, has now banned Instagram. 1 week ago, they banned Facebook in Russia. Now they are moving to Instagram. The head of Instagram said that this decision will cut 80 million people in Russia off from one another and from the rest of the world. 80% of people in Russia follow an Instagram account outside of their country. Meaning this is now shutting them off completely from the rest of the world. So we'll see how that develops. It is 58 past the hour on the DJV show.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.